at the heart of this sort of sweeping 1,200-page bill that is expected to be put to a vote today is a cap-and-trade system so that the U.S. would commit to cutting greenhouse gas emissions by 17% from 2005 levels in 2020 and eventually to more than 80% by 2050. This is on its own less than, and much less really than what Europe has signed on for. It's, you know, only a fraction of a few percentage points. But environmentalists say it's important to look at the other measures of this very sweeping bill. There's energy efficiency, new building codes, $7 billion clean energy bank, and that all these measures put together in addition to the cap and trade system are going to move America off fossil fuels and towards a clean energy future.
The President Obama, has had a lot of opposition, hasn't he? Even Democratic opposition, but also the Republicans saying that he plans a hidden energy tax. Has this led to a watered-down version of his promises?
This bill isn't what Barack Obama promised, and it's not what Democrats had promised, and it's not what environmentalists wanted. But there seems to be a broad consensus here in Washington that it is the best that can be hoped for at this moment in time, and that, you know, there are other avenues available still for America to begin making the much deeper cuts in greenhouse gas emissions that are required to sort of prevent the worst impacts of climate change in the future.
You mentioned before that the cap and trade element of the package isn't as impressive as the European ones. How do the other parts of the package compare to European promises?
That's where this bill is believed to be stronger because of its broad reach and because of the other mechanisms that are available to the federal government. The number of different industries covered in this agreement is broader than in Europe. It's going to apply to 85% of emissions in the U.S., so that's encouraging. There's also measures being taken to reduce separately that will reduce, you know, global warming pollution from cars. That's really important. There's another element of the bill that is going to make it, that's going to compel states to get a larger share of their electricity from wind and from solar. There's money available to encourage the development of those sources of energy, to encourage a smart grid, to spur more research into clean coal technology. So that these package of measures, together with other things that the Obama administration has done to date, like, you know, the green jobs and its $787 billion economic recovery plan. The idea is that if you look at all these things together, then it's quite an impressive, you know, set of measures